From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Asian markets mixed following Monday's global plunge. China's benchmark Shanghai opened today down more than 6% after falling nearly 9% Monday. Other Asian markets opened lower but later rebounded. Monday, global markets plunged on concerns over China's faltering economy. U.S. stocks plunged at the open, finishing down nearly 4%. Prices for many commodities also declined, the price of crude oil off by more than 4%, to the lowest price in more than 6 years. Ben Willis is with Princeton Securities.
The world stock markets are repricing the Chinese economy. The Chinese economy had been the lifesaver to the world economy going back to 2007 in the Great Recession. They were the single most important economy in the world at the time. They're the second largest economy in the world. What the global stock markets are doing and have been doing for this past month is repricing a growth in China that is less than it had been.
A series of economic shocks, including a falling stock market, a surprise currency devaluation, made investors question the health and growth of China's economy. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon met in Abuja Monday with Nigeria's President Buhari, promising solidarity in the fight against insecurity, unemployment, and corruption. Mr. Ban also took the occasion to demand the release of more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls abducted 500 days ago by Boko Haram in the northeast town of Chibok.
I want to reiterate my support for the Chibok girls and so many other innocent abducted girls and boys whose names and fate remain unknown. It is intolerable that their lives and schooling has been disrupted in this way.
Mr. Ban called the humanitarian situation in Nigeria's northeast particularly worrying. This is VOA News. South Korea has agreed to halt propaganda broadcasts into North Korea Tuesday after Pyongyang expressed regret over the recent injury of two South Korean soldiers in a landmine explosion. The agreement reached after marathon talks defused the latest confrontation on the Korean Peninsula. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
What's important here is that the two sides did get together. They did come to an agreement. They both found mutually satisfactory. And that's the important thing. And that tensions now, which had been running pretty high over the last several days, have an opportunity to decrease a little bit.
The South Korean presidential security advisor said the two Koreas also agreed to hold talks soon on improving ties 62 years after they ended the Korean War with an armistice, not a peace treaty. The two sides said they'll resume reunions in September for families separated by the conflict. The head of UNESCO has called the destruction by Islamic State militants in the ancient Syrian city Palmyra a war crime. Sunday, militants blew up the 2,000-year-old Baal Shamin Temple nearly a week after beheading Khalid Assad, archaeologist and former head of antiquities in Palmyra, who spent decades preserving the site. IS fighters captured the town in May, reportedly executed more than 200 people in and around Palmyra. After Sunday's blast, Syria's antiquities chief Mahmoud Abdul Karim told AFP our worst fears are sadly being realized. He calls on the international community to act to liberate the city by all means. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called new parliamentary elections after a deadline passed for forming a government with the opposition. The move announced in a presidential statement Monday was widely expected after 2 months of coalition talks failed to produce a new government. Mr. Erdogan's Justice and Development Party lost its parliamentary majority in June for the first time since 2002, forcing it to enter talks with the opposition to form a coalition alliance. Tuareg separatists in Mali say they are suspending their participation in the committee monitoring a peace agreement with the government until pro-government militia withdraw from captured territory. Tensions mounted after the platform coalition took the town of Anafis from the Tuareg alliance, known as the Coordination of Azawad Movements, or CMA, August 17. The action threatened a fragile peace accord reached back in June. A Sudanese migrant who walked the length of Channel Tunnel from France to Britain has pleaded not guilty to charges at a British court. 40-year-old Abdul Haroun was arrested August 4 after being found in the tunnel near its exit in the county of Kent. The company Eurotunnel says it has blocked more than 37,000 migrants trying to cross illegally from continental Europe to Britain since the beginning of the year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.